coming out so good? The O's all lopsided.
Well, plop your head down and I'll trace around it.
All right, what do you guys think? Different shades of blue represent how sad we've been since your dad's been gone.
Well, I'm sure some airport janitor will be very touched when he pulls it out of the trash.
All right, come on, people. We've got to leave here in about 5 minutes.
Well, I'm done.
Yeah, that's great, darling. Come on now, I want to meet him at the gate, and everything's got to be perfect.
And we really got to hurry because the traffic is awful.
Well, I'm an arm away from being ready, so the rest of you get moving. Meet you out there.
Great. Limo's out front.
All right. All right, Andy, we're going to the airport, and since we got the big bucks now, Mommy's going to get you one of those fancy airport pretzels.
Whoa! Look at the size of that limo. It is like twice the size of our trailer.
Mark, now you double-check Dan's arrival time, right?
Yeah, his plane comes in at noon, but I added on another 2 hours because we're in Central Time.
Mark, no, you told me that his plane leaves at 9, which is 11 o'clock our time, which means he gets in at 4.
4 Lanford time or California time?
No, the plane leaves at 9 o'clock our time, which is 7 o'clock their time, which means he does get in at noon.
Noon as in Lanford time or noon as in California time?
Wait a minute. I think Dad's been at the airport for 2 hours.
All right, everybody shut up and let's get going, except Mark. You stay here and figure out why we left you home. Come on, just get the door.
What doesn't kill us is making us stronger. We're gonna last longer than that greatest wall in China. Oh, that rabbit with a drum. If there's one thing that I've learned while waiting for my turn, it's that in each latch of a rainbow, but you also get some sun. And we'll make our better than okay. Hear what I say, yeah,
any day. Hey, I didn't know you were here.
Well, that's okay. You can stay. I already wrapped your presents. You know, I couldn't help it, Dan. I tried not to, but I got totally caught up in the materialism of the holiday.
Well, honey, that's one way money ain't gonna change us.
God, it was so weird doing all the Christmas shopping without you this year.
Well, yeah, you didn't have anybody to carry your heavy stuff or hold your purse. But you do have a new strapping young man. What with a new DJ?
I can't believe how much he's grown, you know. I think we can go ahead and take that guardrail off his bed now. I'm just glad you're home, Dan, because we can start getting back to normal around here now.
Yeah, yep.
You know what I was thinking? After the holidays and everything calms down a little bit, I think me and you, we should go away on a trip together, alone, you know. And I was thinking either the Riviera or the Wisconsin Dells.
I don't know. I mean, I just got back from that big trip to California.
I know, but I mean, we haven't been to the Dells for a really long time. I'm sure they let us back in by now.
Yeah, we don't have to decide on it right now, though, do we?
No. No, you know, we can, you know, think about it whenever. Yeah. No, I'm just trying to say, Dan, I'm so glad that you're home.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I was only bringing up the idea of a trip because I thought it's something that you'd like.
Yeah, I do, but, you know, got to do it right now or...
Is something wrong, Dan?
I'm sorry, honey. I'm just tired. I guess I got some of that jet lag.
Oh, yeah, that's probably it. Yeah.
I don't know, baby. How about in a couple days, maybe me and you go out for a big dinner? You know, just you and me, Maybe if you like, I'll take you up to Chicago.
Wow, food. Out of town. I can hardly wait.
Mm-hmm. Oh, listen, I'm going to go ahead and shave so I don't tear up the pillowcase.
Or me. What you got there? Some newfangled electric razor? This is like the kind they got in that Sharper Image catalog.
Whoa, what's all this?
Oh, that's my 12-step recovery program to more vital skin. See, I got it at that spa I went to.
Well, I don't know, honey. You got moisturizers. I got me an electric razor. Guess there's no going back.
Hey, yeah, maybe later we can trade.
While visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
Hey, sugar plum! We really use a hand here.
Hey, I wanted a living tree. No, you butchers are gonna have to deal with your own carnage.
Could you shut the door? It's freezing in here.
Well, they're back, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and this year they actually went to a tree farm.
Don't tell me you paid for a tree.
Yep, that nursery security guard bulked up for nothing.
All right, well, last night, huh? You and Dan, huh? How was it?
Good.
Oh, come on, Roseanne. It's been a long time for you guys. Was it wild and intense? Was it like the first time?
Well, his dad didn't catch us this time, if that's what you mean. It was fine.
Roseanne and Dan Connor do not have fine sex.
Well, come on, Jackie. You know, it's been months and everything, and he was kind of nervous, and so was I. But the most important thing is that when he crawled into bed next to me, you know, and I felt that familiar sag in his side of the mattress, I just felt like I was home. You know, I just felt like everything was going to be okay.
Well, let me ask you something. When I talk about Carlos, do I sound that sappy?
You could get a part on any Mexican soap opera.
Well, I'd say Dan does seem very happy. His mom must be doing better.
Yeah, they got her on pills and everything. What are you doing? You're squishing my balls.
I'm making Angel's thumbprints.
No, these are rum balls. Now that you made them into rum blobs.
Balls, blobs? What's the difference? It's going to taste the same.
Not to me. I spent all this time rolling these things to custom fit my mouth. Now fix them. No, look, like this.
Oh.
I hate you.
You want to know why? I took a tape measure with me.
I hate you. Rose, I really hate to tell you this, but it looks like we're going to have to amputate.
Well, here you go, Dan. I was going to bring you safety goggles, but I didn't want to assault you.
Yeah. Nurse!
Doctor, I can't tell you how impressed I am with the delicate work you're about to do with those big, meaty hands.
Yes, my dear, they were developed after years of twisting off non-twist-off caps.
Hey, nice tree. When do we have to send it back to Rockefeller Center? Come on, David, let's go to the toy store so we can get there before the bellowing parents and screaming children.
Miss that. That's the best part with the kids on leashes and stuff.
Hey, Dad, I'm glad you're home. Well, I want you to know that.
Thanks, honey. That's really sweet of you.
I need your coat. Mine doesn't fit, and believe it or not, I've outgrown Mom's. Scary. All right, come on, David.
Timber!
I'm glad I got all this new furniture just in time to have you cut down a tree in the living room.
I think, Darlene, should we start here or here?
That is a tough one.
Darlene, it's the first time ever we have a beautiful tree with all its needles. Now, do you have to make it look like a tacky Vegas showgirl?
You wish, Mother.
Okay. Andy, let's go choose some cookies for Santa.
Make sure you put a couple of peanut butter ones on there. I know she likes those.
Where's Dan?
Oh, I think he's upstairs using the phone.
He's probably talking to his mom.
Again? He's like so totally obsessed with her. I thought you said she was all right.
She is. And don't start criticizing him just because we aren't lucky enough to have our mother in a home.
All right. All we have to do now is fire him up. Oh, we got a bad plug. There's no prongs in this.
That's the female end, you idiot. Jeez, you must have buried the plug in the middle of the tree.
Man, we're missing a wise man again.
No, we're not. You know what they say? They say the yellow Power Ranger is the wisest in all the land. You are not going to believe what I got Dan for Christmas. It's the most amazing present ever.
All right, but you're not going to believe it has to be better than what Fred got me. Bubble bath.
You already opened it?
It wasn't even wrapped.
Man, you know, ever since he moved in with that DA chick with them two kids, we never even see him anymore.
All right, so what did you get Dan? Tell me, come on.
No, forget about it. You haven't been able to keep a secret since sixth grade.
Well, why do you bring it up then?
I got a big mouth, too.
Oh, this new angel's beautiful.
Yeah, she ain't gonna look that hot with the tree shoved up her butt.
Hey, sweetie. Allow me. All right, everybody, gather on. Time for the traditional hoisting of the angel.
Dog! Dog! Dog!
Hey, let's hope Santa brings a back brace this year.
Hey, thanks, man.
Hey, those are for Santa. Now, we are going to put those cookies, darling, right over here on the mantle where Santa... that's right. My daughter got rid of the fireplace. And I guess Santa will have to come crawling out of the cabinet.
No, that's right. We're just going to leave these cookies right here where old Saint Nick can't miss them.
So where's that note for Santa?
Oh, I got it right here, honey. And I wrote it down exactly like the kids told me.
Oh, yeah, good. Dear Santa, are any of your reindeer gay? Our grandma is. Love, Andy and Jerry.
Oh, you know, kids say the darndest thing.
It's time for bedtime, boys.
That's right. You guys got a busy day tomorrow of ignoring all your toys and playing with the boxes they came in.
Here, I'll take them upstairs. Oh, my. We'd better hurry. I hear reindeer hooves.
Wow, she has got great hearing.
Looky, looky, looky what I found out in the garage. All of our old Christmas decorations. You know, nothing says Christmas like a string of Schlitz bottle caps.
All right, elves, come on. It's time to finish the Christmas assembly. Come on. Hi, yep, Doberman Pepperelli, let's go. Hi, hey. All right, Mark, walk to the garage. Get me a screwdriver and a wrench. David, go with Mark. Find out what those things are.
Who wants a Tom and Jerry.
What the hell is that?
It's a hop, skip, and go naked, but only with grated nutmeg. Well, don't all speak at once.
I think we should get out there before she sucks all the nitrous oxide out of the whipping cream can. Tara, do something with that, would you?
Okay, she's gone. Dig in. But chew softly.
You know, I think we should leave a cookie with a big bite taken out of it.
How come?
It's more like Santa was really here. Okay, he's eating his cookies. And all of a sudden he realizes, uh-oh, I gotta get back to my sleigh. And he doesn't have time to finish the last one. That's realism.
Ah, bite, man, I'm eating them all. All the Christmas cookies.
Yeah, you better get yours quick, they're going fast.
You know, it really is great seeing you guys again.
We're really glad you're back, Dad.
Can I, you know...
Oh, yeah, sure, go ahead.
Wow.
Yeah, you should feel it from where I am.
Nobody touches that one.
Oh, David, did you start putting a tricycle together?
Yep, just, let me find the instructions.
David, men don't read instructions. We eyeball it, think logically, and then wing it.
Yeah, well, you're a professional mechanic, Mr. Connor. How would you put these wheels on?
Well, for my last 30 years' experience as a professional mechanic, hell, I'd glue them on.
Okay, everybody got their gifts?
Yeah.
All right. That's good, because we are going to open these gifts in an orderly fashion that is consistent with the fine Connor tradition of Christmas etiquette. Ready? Set? Go! And you will notice that not one of these gifts was purchased by Santa at the North Pole Press Club this year.
I can't decide which one to open!
Well, then you don't get either one of them.
Oh, cool. A power book. Thank you.
Pearls. I have always wanted pearls.
Oh, my God. Look at all these video games.
Sable hair brushes.
Snakeskin boots.
You know, if you hold those up to your ears, they rattle.
Oh, my God. Are these real?
Well, they ain't diamond nails from the Home Shopping Network, sis. Look at me. I got, a beautiful robe.
Well, not just a robe, Vanna. It's a beautiful cashmere robe. And if I was you, I'd check in the pockets here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Man, look at that.
Yeah, I figured you could wear it around the house, you know, when you're watching TV or whatnot.
Thank you.
Yeah. Say nothing.
Beautiful. All right, everybody, stop what you're doing because it's going to take hours to open all our presents. And I have something very important right now. In fact, I have what I believe is called the Gift Day Resistance.
Yeah, beautiful silver tray. Oh, my God, it's a mortgage. And a Zippo.
I was going to buy you a Rolex watch, but this here was cheaper.
Honey, I don't know what to say. I mean, you know, we bought the house together, and we always dream. At the top.
Come on, Dan. Light that sucker up.
Is all ours.
Yeah, honey.
You don't have to say nothing, honey. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
No, it's okay. I'm all alone. They're all at the mall exchanging everything. Well, yeah, I miss you too. It's really hard spending Christmas without you.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Well, I don't know when I'm going to get back. I'm kind of stuck here for a while.
Hey, Mrs. Is Mommy.
Listen, I just wanted to thank you for, you know, being so great with my mom.
Mom?
Yeah, well, I gotta go. Yeah. Yeah, me too. Okay, bye.
Changed that too.